Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is the Savior of sinners. He is the one who loved us while we were yet sinners, redeemed us unto himself. And I think of the great love of God, that the Lord would have it that we could fellowship with him. Now that's you think of the demands of God, that he is so holy that a liar will not even tarry in his eyesight, that he will put away from him the wicked ones, and he is holy and he does not look on sin. You can see the fact that the Lord does love us. He will cleanse us, and he has the power to keep us. And all that is demanded, all of the demands that are placed upon us, can be fulfilled in Christ. You know, it's a grievous thing to see how that in this world, the people who do not love the Lord and do not know him will seek to tell the Christian how the Christian is to live. Now, they don't know the Lord, and yet they will try to tell you how you are supposed to be as a Christian, or tell you what a Christian is not supposed to do. I have visited in homes and counseled with people who have, he'll be unsaved. His wife is saved, and he knows all of the things that his wife is not supposed to do. And on what authority is this that she's not supposed to do these things? Well, if she's a Christian, a real Christian doesn't do such and such a thing. Well, they don't have any idea what the Christian is like, or what Christianity is like, and they just want to use the Christian, like the man who, when he wants to party, he goes to the bar and he finds a woman who hops from bars to bar, and he looks for one who's like that. That's the kind of woman he wants to have his quote-unquote fun with. But when it comes time to settling down, to getting a wife, he'll come and sit on the church pew. And like a big buzzard sitting on a perch looking around, he's looking for someone's daughter to take and to be his wife. And then he, if he's successful in deceiving her, and if she is disobedient unto the Lord and gets involved with the unsaved man, then he'll know how she is to live, and he'll use that as leverage to make her stay home while he is out with the boys, quote-unquote. Or women will do the same thing. They want someone who has character and standards, but they don't want you to be too much like the Lord, just like Pharaoh said. Now, you can take your children and your cattle, but just don't go too far. You know, he says, I still want to maintain some control over you. And the same thing happens with people. I want my child to be saved, but I don't want him to get too much into this. And I remember when I was first saved, a man told me this. He said, oh, you know, it's all right to be saved. Now, this is an unsaved man telling me this. It's all right to be saved, but the Lord wants you to, don't want you to go too far. Now, listen at that thinking. Listen at that line of reasoning. Christ died for my sins. Now, is there anything that I should hold back from him? Can it be that I could go too far in loving him who died for me while I was yet a sinner? So don't let the pagan, the unsaved, don't let the devil's crowd tell you how to live for Christ. Now, you have your Bible. You have the Holy Spirit of God in you as a believer, and he teaches you, and we are to obey the Lord at all times. Anytime we get away from him, we are getting in big trouble. We get away from his word, we're in big trouble. Now, Father, we ask for your help today in obeying your word, and I pray thy blessings upon thy people as we study the word today. For Jesus' sake, amen. Let's continue in the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, in which the Scriptures tell us, the Lord saying this in verses 1 and following, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues." Now, that was a very strong piece of disciplinary action that they were going to level against a person who sided with the Lord Jesus. You see, one of the great problems of the Jew today is that he has no place to offer sacrifices. And that's why the Holy Land, the Dome of the Rock, is a coveted place. The Jew doesn't have a place to offer sacrifices. And this is why the fight has been on for the Holy Land for so long. Well, when they were talking here, the Lord is telling you that when you believe me and live for me, and you offend them, and in turn, they are going to try to hurt you by putting you out of the synagogue because you've sided with me. And they will go on to think that they're doing God a favor by even persecuting to the point of killing you for your love for Christ. "And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me." Now, we labored that point some time ago, that if a man knows the Lord Jesus, he is going to know God the Father. If he loves the Lord Jesus, he will love God the Father. If he loves God the Father, he will love the Lord Jesus. You cannot love the Father without loving the Son, and you cannot love the Son without loving the Father. The Son is the one who died for us, and the Father has committed all things unto the Son. And so the Lord tells us here in verse 3, "These things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said unto you at the beginning because I was with you." Now, many times we find ourselves defeated and discouraged because we forget to remember. That's a problem with us so often. We forget to remember. You put forth the effort and take some time with the Lord and meditating on what the Lord has said, remembering what God the Lord has spoken. Remember Him. And He says, "I want you to remember these things when you face them, when you face these things that I've told you." So there must be some way that you must remind yourself of what the Lord has said. I'm sure I'm talking to someone now. You're in a quandary. You're in a great dilemma. You're in a great valley of distress because you haven't remembered what God the Lord has said. Now, I don't know exactly what it may be, what kind of situation you may find yourself in, but if you will just stop for just a moment and think of this, you may feel all alone, abandoned. Just remember what the Lord has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Or you may find that there's a problem so big that you think that it just can't be worked out. Remember, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Or you may think that God doesn't love you. Then you need to remember that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, or that Christ died for our sins. He died for us while we were yet sinners. Now that you are a Christian, you're trying to please Him and you fail. Do you think He's going to give up on you? No, He loved you when you were an enemy, when you were going far from Him, when He was not even in your thoughts. And He loved you then. So many times we can find great hope and help and courage by remembering what the Lord has said. Now, that's why it's so important for us to hide the Word of God in our hearts. Memorize the Word of God. Meditate upon it. Have the Word constantly going through your mind. Don't be like the person. I saw a cartoon one time of, cartoons, they can make them do anything. But this particular I think it was a rooster or something that was going to fight some kind of animal that was going to attack it. And so the cartoon had the animal going, cutting down a tree, taking the tree to the sawmill, taking the piece of the tree, cutting it into smaller pieces, into a small piece, trimming it down, and finally had a baseball bat to fight the enemy. Now, that's not the time to come up with, and he was being chased, and so he was able to get away and do all of that to fight. Now, listen, I say that because so many times we think that, oh, I'll learn this or I will lay hold of this when I face this situation. No, the wise man prepares for war during times of peace. Now, we know we may not know how deep or the war is or how serious it is, but you still have a plan in place. And our plan in place is that we shall meditate on the things of the Lord on a regular basis, and that we shall spend time with the Lord on a regular basis. Spend time in His Word, spend time in prayer, spend time fellowshipping with the saints, attending church, sitting under the preaching of the Word of God. These are all ways that we are able to be prepared for what is ahead. That's how the Lord will bless and help. Do remember these matters that I give to you. Don't wait until everything is against you before you start putting a plan in place. Now, there are things that we are not to worry about. We are to take no anxious thought for the things of tomorrow. But why is that? Because we know who holds tomorrow in His hand. Ours is not tomorrow. The Lord has tomorrow as His own. And He has told us to take no thought for the things of tomorrow. He says when we are facing things of tomorrow, we should say, if the Lord will, we shall do this or that. Remember how you are to address certain problems. Remember. Are you in a valley of distress now? Are you in a pit, defeated because you've forgotten what God, the Lord, has said in His Word, the promises He has made? You may not know what to do. You may not even think of the verse of Scripture. But have you ever sung a song unto the Lord? Have you ever offered up praise unto our God? If you remember nothing else, men ought always to pray and not to faint. The Lord tells us to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The Lord is a God who's at hand and not a God who's afar off. These verses of Scripture tells us something that we can do while we wait for the Lord to have His way in a situation. You may not know exactly how He is going to work the things out, but do look to Him. Based upon what you already know He has told you. So He wants you to remember the things that He has told you. You won't hear Him speak to you in an audible voice, but it's not beyond God's ability and power, because after all, He is the living God, but He has given to us His Word. And don't say, I need a dream from the Lord. No, you need to get into the book and study the book. Get into God's Word and study the Word. This is no ordinary book. This is God's word to us, and He wants us to hide His word in our heart, that we might not sin against Him, sin with doubt and unbelief and disobedience and rebellion. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to do right. Help us to remember. Help us, Lord, to obey Thy written word, the clearly revealed will of God. Bless us today. We need Thee at this hour for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. This is Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina.